A Marriage Made in Heaven or Too Tired for an Affair by Irma Bombeck. Copyright 1993 by Irma Bombeck. This unabridged recording of the reading of A Marriage Made in Heaven or Too Tired for an Affair was published by arrangement with HarperCollins Publishers, Incorporated, and was produced in 1995 by Blackstone Audio Books, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by C.M. Hebert. This book is 256 pages and is divided into 33 chapters. A Marriage Made in Heaven or Too Tired for an Affair. The following material appears on the book's dust jacket. I now pronounce you husband and wife. There are few phrases as sobering, with the possible exceptions of we have liftoff and this country is at war. Yet as they have done for centuries, millions of courageous men and women continue to walk down the aisle every year without so much as a job description. Now, in her most autobiographical book, Irma Bombeck puts it all in loving and laughing perspective as she looks back on her own 43-year but-who's-counting marriage and the timeless passages that make the honorable estate of matrimony the highest risk, highest reward profession of all. A Marriage Made in Heaven, or Too Tired for an Affair, is Irma's personal story as well as a resonant evocation of the decades that have shaped modern American matrimony. For better, for worse, and for laughs. Since the sunny day in 1949 when Irma and Bill Bombeck first plighted their troth, their marriage has weathered the advent of televised football and the dark side of Donna Reed. They've grappled with teenagers and technology, the women's movement and the sexual revolution, and have patented their own course in creative arguing. They've survived both the dream house from hell and the empty nest, and have been there for each other through maternity, miscarriage, and mortality. From the nervous newlywed, to the supermom who elevated guilt to a sacrament, to the steadfast partner, to the shy author on the road, here is an Irma Bombeck readers have never seen before, in a book for all...